Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Is this John?
Yes, it is Peter. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing, man? Busy.
That's always a good thing, right?
right. Just get closer, it gets to the end of the year, more people kind of realize they need some financing, equipment, things like that.
Exactly.
So, so I read your email a little bit. Let me just pull that up so I have it. How's your day going so far?
I can't complain. It's not a nice day out here in New England.
Oh, really? Is it raining, or did you say it is a nice day?
No, it's a nice day. It's very nice.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
I'm from the East Coast as well originally, and that that September, first couple weeks of October are beautiful, and it starts to get cold.
Yeah, it's always beautiful. Yep, exactly. And then winter hits, and then we all hate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So just let me confirm a few pieces of info I have on the business before we start.
Yep.
This is John I'm speaking to, obviously.
Yes.
And are you 100% owner?
Yes.
And how long have you been in business for?
Just over 10 years.
Perfect. And can you just confirm the structure of the business?
The bars, tavern.
And can you also confirm the address we have on file? And that's the last question.
670 Smith Street in Providence, 02908.
Perfect. So now I'm looking at this email. So you're looking around a 3 to 5 year term for about $75,000, correct?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about Rapid Advance that you used? Who'd you use for that current loan you have?
ARF. It's a weekly payback of, I'm paying back $1,125 a week.
Okay.
So about just under 50, 55 to 60 in that range there.
That's
the balance. I'm looking to get out of that because $4,500 a month. If I could get down to something, in the $2,000 a month range, would free up some more cash.
Yeah, of course. How long was the term on that thing for?
I believe it was 79 weeks.
And you took that out in... look at that. I don't know, I think you have that written down. I'm just looking through your email.
Yeah, I think it was like April or May. That time frame.
Perfect. Yeah, so... usually what we do is we offer the working capital unsecured and we have secured working capital. For your specific situation, I'm thinking the secured is going to be more the way to go just because for an unsecured loan, you're looking at max 18-month term, maybe 24-month terms and 3-year terms or for, A-tier credit. Because it is unsecured, there's no collateral. It's pretty much straight cash all on our end. The risk is.
Yep.
So I think securing some of your equipment that you currently own for the business, like just general kitchen equipment that you still have, or if you have any trucks under the business, will just give the bank more wiggle room as far as risk goes and allow you to get a longer term, more money, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Perfect. So, tell me a little bit about the business itself here. So you've been around for 11 years. It's a pub. Oh, we're breaking up a little bit.
It's a pub capacity of 80. We have...
I can't really hear you too well.
I'm sorry. It's a full kitchen. We're open... noontime to 1 a.m. every day. Our capacity is 80. We do 1,000 a year in sales.
How much?
We're a typical of 300,000.
Okay, yeah, our phone connection's going in and out. I don't know why.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get better, I'll try and recall you, see if it helps.
Okay.
So how'd you get into the industry here? Did you were in the restaurant industry previously?
I was in the food sales industry previous to this.
Hey, what were you doing?
Selling salads.
Oh,
to, interesting. Markets.
Okay, so yeah. You kind of handled the accounts for them, things like that, distributors.
Exactly. Like an account executive type deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And so about 10 years ago, I went into this venture.
How's that been so far? You guys growing, or?
Yeah, nope, we were growing every year. When I started 10 years ago, we were doing about 150 in sales, and we're up to 300 now.
Okay, that's nice.
You know, it's increasing.
It's a hard industry to stay in, too. I mean, I think it's like 1 in 5 restaurants fail in 2 years or something like that.
Exactly. But we're a typical sports bar. We got a pool table. I got 8 big screen TVs. And we have all the kitchen equipment, stove, fry laters, prep area, things like that.
For the TVs and the pool table, do you own that?
I own everything that's in the building, yes.
Oh, perfect. So, what? Tell me something about your larger equipment. What would you say, you know, some of your larger pieces are that you own as far as just tangible equipment goes?
I mean, I have an eight burner stove with a flat top. I have a $4,000 high pressure dishwasher we bought 2 years ago. And I have all the stainless steel prep tables. I have all the, you know, the knives, things like that. I have 2 fry laters. We own 4 mini split air conditioning units. We own 4 slide top beer coolers. We own 1 glass door beer cooler. I mean, then obviously we own
all
the
tables. That's
pretty
significant. Yeah, okay. So, you know.
And the chairs and things like that.
Okay. So what I think the best way to go about this capital loan, like I said, is just do more of something in the secured range. It'll let us give you a little bit more money as well as extend the term out to something more around 3 years, maybe even 4 or 5. Is there let me see. So yeah, your credit's really not that good, so we're probably going to need a good amount of equipment
actually,
on there.
That was, I put 550. I meant 650. That's
oh, okay. Yeah, that really helps us out here, man.
Yeah, I read that and I'm like, no, it's between 630 and 720, depending on which credit you pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, I know it definitely differs by a while. I mean, I know on Experian, I was. Yeah, between Experian and TransUnion, because I just recently bought a car, and I saw it was like 70-point differential. I'm like, makes a difference, like
Experian, I think I'm like 729, and you know the other TransUnion.
Hey, well, that's what we're gonna pull. We do a soft pull from only Experian, so if you're in the 700s, okay. There, that would seriously help the case a lot.
Yes, I'm there, yeah, and the Experian is the higher one. I'm in the 700s there, which is always mind-boggling to me how I can be. In the 700s and one, and the mid sixes in the other, but
because those are two different people, man. I mean, from a lending standpoint, those are two very, very different people.
Yep.
So tell me, John, have you looked into financing anywhere else here? You gone to your local bank, anything like that?
I have not. I actually got a mailer from you guys the other day, and that's what my interest.
Yeah. Is there any reason you haven't gone to the bank? Do you think it might be a credit issue? Time business isn't too bad, really.
No, it's just, no, really, really no reason other than it just happened.
Yeah, no worries. Maybe you just like to ask. You know, are you looking at any other loan companies like this, or were really just the first ones you reached out to?
No one's. Obviously, if something like this doesn't work out with you, I will look elsewhere. But
yeah, of course.
I haven't. Yeah.
What did you originally get with who is it? I've written down ARF. What did you use that capital for? Just general cash flow for the business.
It was more updates, carpet, painting, updating kitchen stuff, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure with the food industry restaurant, you got to be up to date on the whole renovation sort of things because people get bored after a few years and they always want the next new thing in town or who just got the new pool table or yeah.
Who's got the new paint job, who's got the new tables outside, things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yep, the little things. I used to wait tables for a long time.
Up quickly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I remember my old boss constantly just always taking out loans and stuff to remodel the kitchen, remodel everything. Because I think he was a habitual user, though. too much. So besides that one loan that you have out, though, for the $58K, do you have any other working capital, any other types of loans like that?
Nope.
Okay, that's good. All right, so what game plan here for you, John, is we're going to do the I'm going to send you an equipment list, working capital application, and just fill down it. The equipment list is very simple. It's just like the year, how much what you own, estimated quote pricing on it on your end. And then hopefully we can get you something that you're looking for here around 75K and closer to a longer term. You're looking for the longest term possible, I'm assuming, just keep the cash flow down.
I mean, I'm looking anything in the, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 range a month would be ideal. But if you know, if it's lower than that, that's cool too, because obviously it's all about cash flow in this business.
Exactly. Well, I always like to say, just go for the longest term that we can get you approved for, and you know,
and pay it off quicker.
Yeah, exactly. If you need, you get a 18-month loan. I tell the people you want to pay it off in 9. We actually give discounts for early payback, and then you're just obligated to pay less, you know, up front, or not up front, but every month or every week, or we even have daily too.
Right.
Would a daily payment for you be something that would really not be able to stretch, or?
A daily payment, I assume you do the 5-day-a-week payment?
Yeah, it comes out to 20, it's a 21 payments a month, so.
Right.
They just come out Monday through Friday with an ACH, just got to make sure the money's in there, nothing else besides that, no checks.
Yep. Yes, a daily payment would be fine if it was in the, you know, the $150 to $200 range.
Yeah, if we did it, I mean, just ballpark, and you're here, $2,000 divided in that 21 payments would, you know, be just around $100. So,
yeah,
a lot of people are not really receptive to that. I'm not sure why. If you can budget for the month, like make sure it's there every day. I don't know.
Right. Essentially, I'm paying back on a loan, the AR loan. I'm paying back $1,100 every Monday. So.
Yeah, exactly. What's the difference if
right.
we split it up? You know, instead of $1,100, you're paying $200 Monday through Friday. I don't know, but some people are really, really against that idea. Not sure why, but I think we really covered everything. I mean, as far as just getting the bare bones of it, this what's the return on investment? I guess like hard to quantify. Like I said, just paying off a loan. What would you use the rest of the money for? Just general.
Just general more upgrades.
Upgrades.
General upgrades. It's definitely to increase my cash flow, and the rest would be just more updates.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Do you have any estimated timeline and where you're looking to do this? Just as soon as possible. There's not really any due dates that we're trying to beat.
No, I mean if it's something to be turned around in a week. 2 weeks, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's we move pretty quickly. I mean, once I get the paperwork back on our end, we can generally have some feedback, some numbers for you in about 24 hours, so it's a lot quicker than going to a bank or some of these other guys.
Yep.
Perfect. So I have your email. I'll just send you the short list of what I need, and I'll attach some documents there for you to fill out. And do you think you can get these back to me maybe on Friday or sometime over the weekend?
What's today? Today's
Thursday.
Yeah, I can definitely get them back to you by tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll shoot for that. If I don't see anything, you know, I'm not gonna bother you. I'll give you a call Monday if I don't see anything in my inbox.
I can do that. Are you gonna need like bank statements?
Yeah. Just general rundown. It's gonna be an application, the equipment list, tax return, and 6 months of bank statements. And I'm assuming you take credit cards as well.
Yes, we do.
Can we get 4 months of the merchant processing statements? Just because it just shows more revenue coming in, and these are revenue-based loans.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. Hey, John, do you have any other questions, you know, before we part ways here? I've been doing pretty much most of the talking.
No, that's, you know, like I said, I'm This is more of a, hopefully it works out, this is more of like a kick in the tires type process. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I get it. And you know what, you're not the only one. A lot of people come to us for this, and basically, we see what we can do, see if it works out. It's not, there's no obligations here. You can see what your options are. We have a couple of different programs, so sometimes maybe...
Yep.
Amount will be higher, term length shorter, different program will have a lower amount, longer term length, whatever makes sense to you, but you're going to have the option, balls into your court at the end of the day.
Excellent. Something like this, I mean, is a week to 2 week turnaround feasible?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've not very typical, but sometimes I get everything in very clean. There's nothing to really ask any questions about. Send it into credit underwriting. They get some numbers. They call you. You say yes. Get some docs out. I've done it in 3 days before from a first call. So,
right.
I mean, John, things don't usually move like that. You're more like a week.
No, obviously.
Yeah. But, yeah. Perfect. All right, man. I'll shoot that email out in a few minutes, and I'll touch base with you on Monday if I don't see anything. If you do happen to get it to me tomorrow, I'll just give you kind of like a confirmation, got everything, what I need, and perfect.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good, man. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.